You're starting your third set. It's about 11 o'clock, and there's this feeling of pointlessness to it. You know, you think, why am I singing about finding someone and falling in love to a bunch of people who've done serious damage to themselves? Why not just turn on the lights, go home? And that was when I started working with a pig. I worked with a pig whose name was Jim. Dancing pig. I was desperate, but you know, people seemed to go for it, and we'd get 8 or 9 people in here on a Tuesday night. I worked with Jim, and Jim the second, and Jim the third. And it was during Jim the third that I met Gillian Welch. This was 15 years ago. Came to work, I was standing right here on stage, and I was looking up at the lights and thinking about how I need to have them redone, get more magenta and less green, because I've been looking a little washed out. And I thought, where's Johnny? I've got to go talk to him. I mean, after 33 years, a man ought to get a little consideration. So I went looking for Johnny backstage, and that was when I ran into Gillian Welch's mother, Lillian, who was, she was standing just backstage over, right over here behind this door. Oh, hi. You looking for somebody?
Are you Johnny?
No, I'm not. I'm looking for him, too.
I got my kid in the car. She's supposed to audition for him.
What, audition for what?
And she's a singer.
So?
Well, he said he wanted to hear her.
Lady, listen, there's just one stage here, one club, one microphone, and I'm the singer, and I don't work as a double. I work as a single, and I never work with kids. Just a principal.
You're a singer? Really?
Yes, I am, yes.
I saw the photo of the singer in the lobby. He didn't look like you.
Well, it's a retouched photograph. It's a publicity shot. I don't photograph well. But
my daughter's very talented.
Sure, right.
Strangely so. Uh-huh. Her father and I love Rodgers and Hart and Johnny Mercer, Cole Porter.
Sure.
But our daughter, for some reason, grew up wanting to sing country music.
Oh, with a guitar.
Right.
Yeah. Love songs or?
No, not so much. More about poverty.
I see.
Life at the bottom, depression,
sure.
Hopelessness, losing your job,
right.
Losing your teeth,
uh-huh.
Your truck won't start, your lover runs off with somebody else whose truck does start. Bad hair.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Bad hair, huh?
Incredibly bad hair.
Right.
Big bad hair.
Right. Well, this isn't a country music club. This is a jazz club here, so.
I saw a pig back there.
You saw a pig here?
Yeah, he's got little pink tassels and he seems to be sleeping off a bad drunk.
Huh. You mean he's here right now?
Yeah, over there, look.
What? Oh,
is that your pig?
He must belong to one of the stagehands. I never saw him before. I'm a jazz singer. So.
The name tag says Jim.
Well, I wouldn't know anything about it, so. I went downstairs looking for Johnny, and there was Gillian Welch in my dressing room.
Hi, mister.
You the singer?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You're looking for Johnny, huh?
Yeah, I found him already.
When is your audition?
I did it already.
Oh, what'd you sing?
Song I wrote called Sinus on My Mind.
Uh-huh. How'd he like it?
He liked it.
Oh, great. Congratulations.
Is that your pig upstairs?
No, it's not my pig upstairs. It's not my pig. Somebody else's pig. Yeah, come on in. Oh, hi. Johnny.
Yeah. Listen, can I speak to you for a moment here, Carson? Outside in the hall? Come on.
Sure, of course. Right. Excuse me. Excuse me, Gillian. Right back. Yeah, what is it?
I think you didn't get my message.
What's the message?
The message was, stay home. Don't come in tonight.
What do you mean, don't come? I've been coming here for 33 years.
Yeah, that's the point.
I don't get it.
You're not pulling in the customers.
Simple
as that, Carson. Look, people don't want you anymore. You know, it's nothing personal. Tastes change, Carson. You know, times change. It's just one of those things. Life moves on. Your audience, they have grandkids now, Carson. They go to bed early. They don't go out after dark. I don't know what the problem is. It's not up to me. The fact is that you're done. You're over. You're burnt toast, Carson. Last night was your last night.
But this is my world, Johnny. Me in the spotlight singing. Microphones, cigarette smoke drifting. People sitting there in the dark.
They're not there. Just the dark is there. Take a look sometime.
So she's your new act, yeah. This kid?
Yeah, right.
But people want to hear about misery and bad hair?
Yeah, people want something different. Look, I'm sorry, Carson. It's not how I wish it could be. You know, it's just business.
How am I going to explain this to Larry?
Oh.
Or Jim. Or Jim the Third. It's going to kill him. Johnny, he lives for this. He's just a pig. He doesn't have that much going on in his life, okay?
Oh, gee.
This is it. This and the gym.
Hey, have I ever lied to you, Carson?
Yes, often.
Yeah, but you knew I was lying, right? Did I ever lie to you when you didn't know I was lying?
No.
Good. Then believe me when I say that I need you to get your stuff out of the dressing room right away, okay?
33 years, you throw me away like I was an old shoe.
It's time to go, Carson.
One more night, Johnny. That's all I'm asking. Just one farewell performance. Me and Jim. I'll get him sobered up. Just one more show. Please. Please.
Okay. But it's going to be a double bill.
I'm a single, Johnny. I don't work as a double, especially with kids. You know that.
Try it. You'll like it.
But she's country.
It's my last offer. Take it or leave.
Johnny. Yeah. Hey, kid, you're going to love it here. He's a great guy, Johnny. You're gonna love working for him just as much as I do. Yeah. Nobody like him, Lillian.
Gillian. My mom is Lillian.
Right.
I'm Gillian.
Gillian,
yeah.
Right. I just want to wish you the best, and I forgot to tell you that I'm retiring.
Oh, really? You seem so young.
Yeah, well, thanks. I wanted to quit while I'm on top, you know. So, besides, country music is the next new thing, you know. It's hot. You're going to be hot right along with it.
Well, yeah.
Pictures and soundtrack albums, big tours, Nashville. I just want you to focus on your art, kid, and just... Who's that? Jim, you're late.
So, that really is your pig?
We've worked together sometimes, yes.
How can you lower yourself to that?
Well, it's show business.
No, I was talking to the pig.
Okay.
Are those taps on his hooves?
Yes, they are.
He's a dancing pig?
He's a dancing pig, right. And tonight it is his farewell performance. Would you happen to know Tiptoe Through the Tulips? Would you?
Oh, it's one of my grandma's favorite songs.
Right, never mind that. It's our big number.
Uh-oh.
So anyway, that's how I met Gillian Welch. She was about 8 years old. I was on my way down. She was on her way up, and we met there in midair, sort of, with this dancing pig. And she was a big success, and that's when we tore out the bowling alleys upstairs and we made this theater so all the people who want to hear you can come and hear you.
Well, thanks. It's great to be back.
Well, you're going to be a big star, kid, and I'm nothing but a has-been. That's the truth.
No, it's not true, Mr.
Weiler.
No, it is. Don't you know I need you?
I'd only hold you back now, kid. Sounds like the highball freight coming in from Chicago, kid. Heading for the coast. I'm going to be on it.
Oh, please don't. I'll be worried sick about you.
Nah, you'll forget all about me, kid. But I'll never forget you. And in some old railroad shack somewhere between here and Spokane, I'll see a newspaper stuffed in a crack. And I'll see your picture and I'll take it out and I'll read all about you.
Are you taking the pig with you?
No, I'm not. I thought I'd leave him here with you. He's become rather attached to you. Jim has. So, tiptoe to the window. By the window, that is where I'll be. So, tiptoe through the tulips with me.
Get ready there, Jim. Your solo's coming up.
Tiptoe from the pillow to the shadow of a willow tree and tiptoe through the tulips with me.
Here you go, here comes your break.
Knee deep in flowers we'll stray. We
keep. Go!
The showers.
Smile, sell it.
If I kiss you in the garden, in the moonlight, will you pardon me and tiptoe